Well, turn back in your Bible to Psalm 119 and page 434. Though we are going to work our way through it, it's going to come up on the screen in due course. I said at the beginning of our time together this morning, because today is Sunday School Prize Giving, I want to focus really and make it really accessible to kids. So I hope if you're an adult and this is your first time in church, you don't think, oh dear, church is always like this, it's always focused on children. It's not, but the kids are going to stay in this morning, and accessibility is the word, and I want to keep them engaged. So I hope you'll forgive me if you're an adult. This is somewhat more interactive this morning than we are used to. But I want to take us on a journey, or at least I want all of us to think about going on a journey. And it's a journey that we have to walk, okay? No buses, trains, lorries, planes, or anything like that. It's a journey that we're going to have to walk. Now, I want the young people particularly to answer some questions for me. If you were going on a long, long journey and you had to walk, what's the first thing that you would think about needing? I'm going to move some of this stuff because we're going to need the space in a minute. If you were going on a long journey, what's the thing that you would think about needing? Think about it for a moment. Any ideas? Any of the kids? What would you need on a long journey? No? Well, let me... you're
a big kid, but go on then.
Walking boots. Brilliant, brilliant. Thank you very much. So the first thing that you... I've got a whole ton of kit here. So the first thing that you would need is a good, stout pair of walking boots. These are my son Caleb's walking boots, and he took these on the Duke of Edinburgh expedition just a couple of weeks ago. So that's a start. What else would you need? Not just walking boots. Ha-ha. Water. Do you know that you're quite right? You'd need something to drink, and being an old fogey, I like tea, so you're quite right, but you'd need water. That's exactly right. So that's something to drink. Excellent. And what else would you need? Yeah, Harry? A compass. Do you know what? We'll come to the compass bit in a minute. You're quite right. Compass is brilliant. Brilliant. But hold on to the thought, because I don't want to jump ahead yet. What else would you need? Someone else. Luke. Food. You're quite right. You would need food. I haven't got any food just here, but I have got something to cook it on. So this is a little one for when you're not cooking in anger. You're just cooking a snack. I can get the thing open for a moment. So this is a little gas stove. And you would take that. Has anybody ever managed to get one of these boxes to work properly? There we go. Okay. So, yeah. Okay. What else? There's lots of other things. Isaac? Sorry? A tent. You would need something to sleep in. You're quite right. You would need something to sleep in. Now, this is a brilliant tent, and I'm tempted. I will get it out. I'm just not going to set it up, and then one of my lads can put it away later. Do you know, I actually toyed with getting this set up on the platform this morning. And I decided that it would be far too involved to do that. So this is a tent. And, this is actually, is it a two or three man? I can't remember. In theory, a three man. So there we are. I've got to say, we're camping as a family a couple of weeks' time. Our family tent is quite a lot bigger than this. But anyway, so a tent, that's it. Yeah, all right, a tent, that's a good... what else? So you've got something to sleep in, you've got something to eat, you've got something to walk with. What else might you need, Harry? A bag? Well, do you know what? You need a rucksack, and this makes a lousy rucksack. but I haven't brought a rucksack with me this morning because I just figured it would take too long to pack. Come on. Other things that you might need. You've got something to sleep in. You've got something to eat. You've got something on your feet. What else might you need to survive a long journey? Come on. Go on, Joel.
A hat.
Yes, a hat. Quite right. Thank you. Keep the sun off. He's only saying that because it's his hat. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Go on then, Luke. A sleeping bag. You need something to sleep in, but you need something to sleep. Do you know more than that? You wouldn't just need something to I'm not going to get this out. It'll take too long. You need something to sleep under. That the tent is something to sleep under. That's something to sleep in, and you need something to sleep on. So you'd have a sleeping mat as well. Okay. Am I sorted? For the journey, I'm not going to get that out, take too long. Am I sorted for the journey, do you think? Anything else? What else do I need? A what? Well, I'll tell you what. Do you know, when you think about going on a journey, people like to think about all these different things, and they get themselves all sorted out with all this stuff. But there is something we haven't thought of. Harry talked a bit about it earlier. See, a compass is good, but what you actually need to make a compass work, what else do you need? To make a map. Brilliant, man. You need a map to show you where to go. That's exactly right. You would need a map. Now, that's a mega map of Snowdonia. And this tells you, it's full of squiggles and lines and things. You need a map to tell you where to go. I said, that's the stuff you'd need for a journey. But I want you to think about going on a particular journey that you've got to walk. A map is great because it tells both where we're going, but the particular journey that we're going on is a very long one. In fact, in the Bible passage that Johnny read to us a minute ago, it describes the journey for us. I wonder if you noticed. The great thing about a map is, if you use a compass and you get it right, the thing about a map is it'll tell you both where you're starting and where you're going. Well, the Bible passage that Johnny read to us a minute ago told us where we're starting. I wonder if anyone spotted it. He told us where we're starting. Let's have the first line up, can we? How can a young man? It starts with a question. Now, it says young man. I'm sure it applies to young women as well. The starting point of the journey that I want us to think about is when we're... is when we're young. That's the starting point of our journey. But if that's the starting point of the journey, where do you think the end of our journey might be? What could we put, if young is on that end, what could we put on this end? Well, what do you reckon? Go on, Harry. You could put old. You could put old, but I'm not sure that that's what the Bible passage was talking about. Old is one option. Adult could be another option. But I think if you follow this particular journey all the way through, then it ends up here in heaven. I think that's what this particular journey is about. The journey from being young all the way through life, all the way ending up, however long life is, all the way ending up in heaven. Now, that's our journey. From when we're young, all the way through life, ending up of heaven. Of course, we want the journey to be as good as possible, don't we? As clean as possible, as simple as possible. We all like journeys that don't get too complicated and muddled and lost and that's what the psalm says. So it asks the question, if we click the next one, how can a young man or young woman keep his way, keep the journey simple, keep it pure, keep it so that we know where to go? In other words, how can I know that I'm going the right way as I go from being young all the way to, well, whenever it is, all the way to heaven? How can I keep my journey straightforward, pure, clean, sensible, honouring, the right way? And the answer is an amazing one. It's the next click. By living according to your word. Now, the word that says word on the end there has a particular meaning. Does anyone know what word means there? By living according to your word, by following the advice in your word, what's it talking about? Any ideas? Come on. You've been in Sunday school for years and you don't know the answer to this question. Come on. One of the young people must know what your word is. What your word is. One of the young... Yeah, I know Joel knows, but... Oh, go on, Harry. Help us out again. Sorry? Well, by living according to the Lord, yes, that is. But it's not talking about... I'll show you. By living according to your word, by living according to... the Bible, actually, God's Word. That's what it's talking about, by living according to the Bible. Do you remember how I said we need a map for the journey? Well, this here is a map of Snowdon, I've said already, and it's full of squiggles and lots of complications, and there's up and down lines, and it's really hard to read. But the map that we need for the journey through our lives, from when we're young to eventually when we get to heaven, actually is quite a lot more complicated and a lot more detailed than this, believe it or not. What we need is a map not full of funny squiggles and symbols and pictures. We need a map that tells us what to do. If you like, we need not just a map, we need a guidebook. And we've got a guidebook in the Bible. Do you know what's so funny, though? What's so funny is that as people take this journey from life when they're young all the way to when they hope they're going to end up in heaven, they always spend all the time sorting out this stuff. They always make sure that they've got stuff to eat. They always make sure that they've got really comfy things to sleep in. They always worry about, far more about this, where they're going to, what they're going to sleep in and live in, I don't know if I can get it loose, than they do about the map. In fact, lots and lots and lots and lots of grown-ups I know spend their whole lives organizing this stuff, walking the journey, and they get lost because they never bother to open the map. Loads of grown-ups I know do that. They never open the map. Of course, the Bible works like a map, or maybe you could say a guidebook. If we follow what the book says, our way will be kept pure. That is, our way will lead the right way. It'll lead in the right direction. You see, the problem is when you're on a long journey, a long walk, sometimes the paths can be really tricky. I wonder if anyone recognizes this path, the picture that's going to come up now. Anyone recognize that? Anyone know where that is? Where, sorry? It is Snowdon. Looking from Snowdon across. Away from the peak of Snowdon. There is a particular name somebody gave it. Craigon is what it is. And look at that path. Can you imagine walking down that path? If you didn't know where you were going, and suddenly one slip to the left or to the right, and it's hard, isn't it, going on a journey like that? Well, this journey can be a bit like that sometimes. People who don't bother to use a map find themselves slipping down one side or slipping down the other. The great particular thing about this map, unlike the map of Snowdon, is if you slip off the side there, you've had it. But the slip with this map is if you only just open the map again and ask for the map maker's help, God's help, then he'll bring you back onto the right path. How can we avoid getting lost? What you really need to do with the map, even when you're somewhere like that, what you really need to do with the map is carefully read what it says. And then as you start out on your journey, remember what it says so you can follow it. Well, the psalm goes on to say exactly that. Click the next slide. How can a young man keep his way pure? By living according to your word. Click the next one, Matt. I seek you, says the psalmist, with all my heart. Don't let me stray from your commands. I've hidden your word, I've hidden your map in my heart, that I might not sin against you. I remember what the map says. I read it, and then I try to remember it. Hey, boys and girls, do you remember ever doing anything really difficult? Put your hand up here if you're young and you can ride a bike. Anyone ride a bike? You can ride a bike. Do you remember learning to ride a bike? Was it really easy, or did you fall off a few times? You fell off a few times, didn't you? Oh, put your hand up here if you can swim. You can swim. Okay, if you're young, you can swim. Do you remember the first time when you learned to swim? Oh, it's all splashes and doggy paddles and you don't know what to do. And then eventually, is riding a bike easy now? Why is it easy now? Why do you think it's gone easy? Because you practice and you have a brain. He's right. And what have you done with the brain? You think and you remember. You take the things that you practice and you've remembered. You've hidden them in your heart so that now you can jump on a bike and you don't have to think about it. You just do it. The first time it was difficult and hard and you had loads to remember, and eventually you learned how to do it. You can ride or swim like you've been doing it your whole life. Well, the guy in the psalm says that following God's map from here to here is a bit like that. You read what it says and you remember it. And actually, after a while, you start to think how good it is and how easy it is to remember and how important it is to put into practice. The guy in the psalm said he's so desperate to get this journey right that he's even worked hard to try and remember some of the map. Now, boys and girls, and some of the grown-ups too, have you ever tried to remember some verses from the Bible to help you through life? Put your hand up if you could say John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Now look at that. All these people have remembered it. Why? Because it's really important to remember. Here's another one. See if you know this one. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. This is about a journey. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. Right. See? You can remember some of the map, can't you, as you go through. Boys and girls, try to remember some of the map because it will help you when you get to those tough bits in life where you could go this way or the other way. As you get taking this journey to there, if you remember some of the map, it will help you. And it's a really good idea because actually then following the map becomes, a lot of the time, it just becomes obvious. You know, the Lord Jesus said that out of our mouths comes what our hearts are full of. Now think about that for a moment. Out of our hearts, out of our mouths comes what our hearts are full of. And when you start to remember bits of God's map, the Bible, the guidebook, God's word, well, what happens? Look at what the psalmist wrote in the next verses. Praise be to you, O Lord. He's remembered some of the map. Teach me your decrees, because with my lips I recount all the laws that come from your mouth. Law there means the right way to go. He's remembering some of the map as he's taking this journey from here to here, and he's really excited about it. In fact, he says, you start to realize that you've really got the very best map there is, and that it's really valuable. And the next one, Matt, please. I rejoice, he says, as I take the journey from here to here, as I remember some of the map, because I start to realize it's better than even having loads of money. Because I don't fall off one side or the other. It's better than having loads of money. It's really valuable. Having this map that I'm following proves to be the very best map that there could be. And the guy who wrote the psalm said, so important do I think this map is, click the next one, Matt, that I meditate, I think about your precepts, what's in the map, and I consider your ways, and I delight in your decrees, I will not neglect your word. I'm always going to take the map seriously as I take the journey. If you were up Snowdon and you had all of this stuff, a tent and a sleeping mat and food and boots and all the rest of it, and you just looked around and you thought, oh, it doesn't matter. I don't care what the weather's doing. I'm just going to do my own thing. I'll just put this in my back pocket. It'll be there for when I need it one day. What would happen? Well, the probability is, the chances are, you'd get lost or you might get hurt. It would be very silly to do that if you were somewhere wild like Snowdon. Well, how much more is it with this journey to not bother with the map, to take from when we're young to one day when we hope to be in heaven? How silly it would be to ignore the map when it's been given to us. The psalmist is going to think hard about the map, to enjoy the map, to keep going with the map. So, to keep going with the Bible. And that actually is what Sunday School is all about, to encourage you guys to keep going with the Bible and think about the Bible and put the Bible into practice. Now, to help you remember that, especially over the summer as we're stopping Sunday school, I thought we'd learn a song before we just think about one more thing. So the song is going to come up, and it's called The Best Book to Read is the Bible. Some of the grown-ups will remember learning this years and years and years ago. David said to me this morning, I haven't sung this for 50 years. Well, you're going to sing it this morning. It's very, very easy. The best book to read is the Bible. The best book to read is the Bible. If you read it every day, it'll help you in a way. Oh, the best book to read is the Bible.